Vicky's trying to get pregnant again. And
boy, that an opening.
Which way you want to go on that one?
I went in and I was talking to Fielding the other day about it. I said, man, I said, she is killing me. Wearing me out. I felt like a porn star the other night. I said, walking around in there flopping, and I was just walking around the room naked. I said, I feel like a porn star right now. Just needing 10 people out there with cameras. And he said, we can call you corporal punishment.
Punishment.
I said, yeah. And I said, you're general nonsense. Or major stupidity. I kind of like that. That had a good ring to it, though. Corporal punishment.
You have lost a little weight since.
I can tell. Wear me up.
Is this thing what you got to look forward to when you get home?
This is what I look forward to every 4 hours. That alarm's going to go off again here in a minute, I'm telling you.
What's the strategy to get a boy this time?
Strategy to get a boy?
That's about to be one.
Well, all right.
Dale,
we need your scientific expertise here.
Okay, you're close enough to pick that up. I was going to say, it really is better analyzed this way. Facing south is where you really need to discuss most
some
of your problems.
Some say moon sign has a lot to do with it.
Moon sign.
Well, some say you need to go by the almanac. But I haven't figured out.
Not anything you take or rub on?
No, there are no chemicals. But I have the scientific answer. It all depends on how deep you go. The further in you get, the better chance you get a boy.
Oh, based on?
Well, based on, you got girls.
I got 1 8.
Oh, you got 1 8? Yeah, lucky.
That is encouraging. Because the boy came last.
I got all girls.
Well, you may be cursed.
That's always an explanation.
I don't think I'd be going around.
And then look at Tommy Hill.
Yeah.
5 boys.
You know what? If I had all girls, I don't think I'd be spitting out that theory to everybody. Isn't that kind of telling on yourself a little bit?
I'm proud of my anatomy.
But in my case, that would be encouraging if you were right, because the first one was a girl.
That's right.
And the next one was a boy, so that could signify a trend.
Good.
I'm sure it's reversed by now.
He watered it out enough to get in there.
Have you discussed this theory with Vicky?
Yes.
What?
Oh, she agrees with me. I love her.
So you now have a battle plan then. So maybe you are going
on. I told you last time we were here I'd been taking extends.
Okay.
See, that's the plan.
Well, Dale, all I got to say is the next time you're kind of feeling low up there at Lead Hill, get out this tape and you'll feel a whole lot more appreciative of the place.
I'm going to send it to Dr. Phil. For somebody.
All right, I'm going to try to go home now. I wish his hats didn't look so stupid. I wish it was nicer than that. This is the Garth Brooks style. Garth was popular when I bought this hat.
Yeah, I hope you had your chaps on.
Yeah, that'd probably do it. Maybe a tumbleweed growing across behind you.
Or I put on my khakis, my ball cap.
Tiger Woods.
I have Kyle Allen somewhere out in the background or something. Need something.
Did I tell y'all about hearing Bigfoot behind the house?
Okay.
I haven't ever told y'all about that.
Well, you said there was something back.
You said,
okay, yeah. Yeah, it's back. And I did some research, and I go on the internet the other day because, you know, some kids got talking about it, got me thinking about it again, and I got to researching, and I found a Bigfoot website that had that sound on it.
But that's only true if you believe it.
That's
kind of like love.
Kind of like
no, 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 no. You sit there and you listen out that window at 11:30 at night and hear that thing down there under the hill from your house, and you'll believe it too. And that's good.
Well, idea. See, that would never happen. We're not on top of the hill. We're down in the bottom. Would it work if I heard something up at the top of the hill?
Right. You're too suburban though. Where you live, it's too suburban. Yeah, it's suburban. It's suburban Hector.
Well, you're less than a mile from Bushwick.
If you got to go 20 miles for a gas station, you're rural.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. Fat Monster was a lot closer to civilization than you are.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, Fat Monster wasn't.
Oh,
very...
Fat Monster.
Yeah.
Wild man.
Yeah.
Did you ever see him?
Well, I know.
No.
just
fixing to tell me a good story.
Just like you ain't ever seen this monster.
I haven't seen him. I haven't seen him. I've heard him.
You've heard him. I'm sure you've heard something.
Yeah, it's Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Sasquatch.
Well, you know, they say don't argue with a true believer.
It might be a Thunderbird. Those Indians up there in the Northwest were, you know, supposed to have so many Sasquatch. What would the plural of Sasquatch be? Just Sasquatch?
Sasquatch.
Sasquatchy? Anyway, that's where the Thunderbird is.
But you think he might be down here now, huh?
Well, you know, there's a
global warming and all that messed them all up.
Whole race of them. No, we got this. This is the southern species.
Yeah. They're just setting up.
Well, now, let's figure out.
They're probably setting up for the takeover.
How would they get
here? This is the eastern red Sasquatch.
How would they get here?
They're going to take over. They're taking all. They're setting up in all the strategic points in the United States. You know, Blue Ball and.
Broken Bow.
I bet you there's some over around Blue Mountain somewhere over in there.
Too. They're up there. They're up there in Dry Creek. See, I'm just 10 miles from the lake over there, mm-hmm. Blue Mountain. So see, up there, right in the middle, on top of that mountain, that's where they're.
They're way down through Kingsland and up through that country, getting in here, right?
Kingsland, where's that?
Well, that's up the other side of the river, up north of Ozark. Mm-hmm.
North Ozark? Yeah. Oh, heck, I don't know anything about that country.
Well, now, how are they going to get here from the Northwest? Here.
Well,
yeah, no, but they but can't get around any civilization.
See, that's the thing. There's so many of them up there.
Mm-hmm.
They
spread off.
It's urban expansion.
Yeah.
See?
Overpopulation.
That's right. See, this is the eastern red here.
I wonder if it's their manifest destiny.
I don't know.
Boy, it must be tough to live out there amongst that and have all that to worry about while you're trying to make babies.
It is. I'm trying to write a grant to where they'll let me go hunt.
Probably. That would explain if your tent's like that.
That's right.
And that's on your mind. It's hard to go deep.
That's right.
That's
sperm can't be way down.
Because, you know, if you were to go deep and one did pop out there, you'd be hung. You'd be hung up. You'd
be tied. Tied your butt on together.
It'd take forever to get on out.
Just think it.
What,
just
y'all, think. Y'all, hey, forget it. Forget the refund. Y'all need to get down to the Gulf Coast just to take that tension and that worry just for a couple nights.
We'll see them.
And there's lots of lubrication down there, too.
We got to worry about sea monsters down there.
Sea monsters.
Because Loch Ness is also forced by that same overpopulation. They're expanding out into the ocean.
They probably are.
I'm trying to write a grant where they'll let me go hunt for Sasquatch eggs.
Eggs?
Yeah.
Now, who are you writing the grant to?
Huh?
Who are you writing the grant to?
The government.
The government.
Yeah, they got grant. You know that guy that used to wear the...
You've been staying up too late, hey. You've been watching them infomercials.
Yeah, there's this book that you can buy.
Government's got dollars for you.
That's right.
Or something like that.
That's right. And see,
the guy that walked around with a suit with question marks all over.
Was it question marks or exclamation marks? I couldn't remember.
It might have been dollar signs. I don't know, but it's something.
Yeah.
No, it probably was question marks. And might have been both.
But that was the Riddler, Batman.
No, he just had the one big one.
Did he have just one?
He just had one. The real one, you know, on the TV show, not the movie ones.
Well, I was talking about the movie one. I think the movie one.
The real Riddler.
Yeah.
You know, the real life Riddler that was on the original TV show.
Yeah, I never watched that.
He just had the one big question mark. Not those fake ones.
The original one.
The real one.
Well, was it, you know, he wore them real tight pants. Was it a big question mark or a little one?
Well, it could have been an exclamation point that was just not placed very well. It's all in placement. Hey, man, I had some girth on there.
Girth.
That's it. That hat. Girth Brooks.
You need to walk in with some music playing. Hey, baby, I'm just Girth Brooks. Girth Brooks. That's good. I like that.
That's my Girth new porter name.
Girth.